30:1-10。
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1 to 10.
我们可以出声音，大家一起来念啊。三十章第一节，我所陈明在你面前的这一切咒诅都临到你身上。你在耶和华你神追赶你到的万国中，必心里追念祝福的话。第二节，你和你的子孙若尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神，照着我今日一切所吩咐的听从他的话，那时耶和华你的神必怜悯你，救回你这被掳子民。耶和华你的神要回转过来，从分散你到的万民中将招聚回来。你被赶散的人，就是在天涯的耶和华你的神也必从那里将你招聚回来。耶和华你的神必领你进入你列祖所得的地，使你可以得着，又必善待你，使你的人数比你的列祖众多。耶和华你神必将你心里和你后裔心里的污秽除掉，好叫你尽心尽性爱耶和华你的神，使你可以存活。耶和华你的神必将这一切咒诅加在你仇敌和恨恶你逼迫你的人身上，你必归回听从耶和华的话，遵行他的一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的。你若听从耶和华你神的话，谨守这律法上所写的律例诫命律例，又尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神，他必使你手里所办的一切事，并你身所生的牲畜所生下的地土所产的，都绰绰有余。因为耶和华必再喜悦你，降福于你，像从前喜悦你列祖一样。阿们。啊，这是我们晚上的这个读经进度。
So this concludes our Bible reading.
感谢主耶稣的带领与这个，等一下。
I thank God for His guidance.
不是，刚刚画面跑掉了啊！感谢主耶稣的带领。让小弟又能够有机会到淡水到台北教会来领会。
Thank God for His guidance that I may have another chance to come visit Taipei Church again.
没有错哈，这一段时间以来，各位可以看到全世界天灾不断啊。
So recently we can see a lot of disaster around the globe.
本来这个人祸已经够麻烦了。
The trouble caused by man are already numerous.
有战争。又有各种各样的经济上面的这种彼此的竞争。
So we have wars, we have economic competition, such and such.
但是今年呢，2023年，好像这个大自然哈，有一点让我们觉得怪怪的啊。
So this year 2023, we feel the nature is fighting against us.
普通这个台风的路径很少一个接着一个，然后都是奇奇怪怪的乱跑。
Usually now this year we see the typhoon's track usually the tracks of typhoon are very random.
比如说这个海葵台风，应该对我们来讲是半个月前的事情，然后但是人家说它阴魂不散哈，绕了一圈又。前几天又影响到台湾。
For example, this recent typhoon, has marked a circle and coming back.
然后昨天如果大家有注意到这个新闻的报道，这个利比亚光下大雨，一天下了400多公里的雨。
Yeah, if you pay attention to the recent news, what happened in Libya is that they have, millimeters of the precipitations one day.
我没有知道利比亚那个是在沙漠地方的国家。
You know that is a country of desert.
竟然一天可以下这么多的雨。
And they have such a rainfall in just one day.
所以到目前为止，知道应该是光淹死的就超过5000个的。
Over 5,000 people were drowned to death.
然后还有大概10,000人不见踪影。
More than 2,000 men were missing.
哎，跟这个比起来，之前的什么夏威夷火灾啦，什么哪里火灾又是水灾的，好像哎越来越厉害。
So we see a lot of natural disaster happen and happen.
哎，为什么跟大家要分享这些
？Why do I say this？
哎，我们今天要谈的是哈巴谷的一个祷告。
So we are talking about the book of Habakkuk.
哎，当然我们的范围是放在这个哈巴谷书里面。
Of course, the scope of this sharing is on the book of Habakkuk.
哎，当我最近比较再花多一点时间在圣经里面的所谓这些小先知的身上。
Recently, I was paying attention on those minor prophets.
哎，就发现到说，哎，这个哈巴谷先知蛮符合我们现在的基督徒的样子。
I find Prophet Habakkuk is a good example of what a modern Christian should be.
如果说我们没有在注意周围的事情，我们只是在我们自己的生活里面。
If we do not pay attention to the people, to the things, outside of our range, we are only pay attention to ourselves.
你可能会听我刚才讲，你会觉得说，哦。发生这么多的事情
，So you may just realize, oh, what so many things were going on.
但是因为现代的这个媒体太发达，随便 YouTube 上面看一看就一大堆。
But the media is very popular today, so you would definitely find the news on them.
当我看到这一个哈巴谷先知啊
，So when I saw this prophet Habakkuk,
这个哈巴谷先知他生长的年代。
So the during the time of Habakkuk,
大概就是在犹大国要灭国的短短二十年当中。
It's within 20 years before kingdom of Judah was about to destroy it.
为什么说是短短的二十年里面
？Why did I say very short 20 years？
因为他的年代哈，就是在他们要灭国的最后一段。
Because that is the last period of time before the kingdom was destroyed.
如果去查圣经的背景，它的年代不是很确定，但是就是在那一段。
If you look into the time frame of the Bible, the exact time wasn't sure, but it was roughly during that period.
因为在那一个时候，他讲到这个巴比伦的军队要来攻打他们的城市。
Because in this book, it mentioned the Babylonian army is about to defeat them.
巴比伦人最后一段时间来攻打耶路撒冷，就是从主前606年一直到586年这二十年当中。
So for the Babylonian army to destroy Jerusalem, it was around 600 BC to 550.
那一段时间也是非常的。可以算是国际情势非常混乱的时候。
It was also a very chaotic situation at the time.
等一下哈，我不晓得为什么这么不稳。再让后面挑挑看。那个整个这一个国际情势啊，在那个时候，从他们北朝这个以色列被亡国了以后，我把连线哈拔掉，再把它接回来。我不知道，不要紧哈，我们继续听了哈，看他什么时候回复。
出来，
哎，又出来哦。在从主前大概712年开始，一直到主前586年，这个一百多年间呢。
So roughly before, about 712 BC, within 100 years during that time.
我们先看到北朝被灭掉，以色列。
You see, kingdom of Israel was first destroyed.
在那个同时，四周围的国家，譬如说像埃及这种大的国家，也前前后后都战败了。
So even the neighboring countries, big nations like Egypt, were also defeated.
那这个犹大国南朝这边呢，岌岌可危。
So the Judah, the southern kingdom, was also hanging by a thread.
我想你如果是生长在那一个时代的人啊，你一定对整个世界情势啊感觉到非常的紧张。
So I believe if you are the people in that time, then you will feel uneasy about the situation.
就是我们现在有很多人对哦，譬如说像台湾的状态啊，就觉得岌岌可危。好、哦，有的人是这么觉得。
So just like now Taiwan today, some people are worried about it.
特别是外国人哈、哦，对台湾都觉得台湾很危险，但在台湾的都觉得没有问题。
Especially the foreigners will see Taiwan as a dangerous place, but not the people, the resident people here.
在这个时候，这个哈巴谷先知记载了一段，好、哦，他对当时的一个看法。
So here it records.The view of Prophet Habakkuk.
因为哈巴谷他看到了一些事情。
Because he saw something.
他也觉得说，我们的国家怎么会是这个样子
？So he feels how come our country is like this.
我们如果从哈巴谷书的，我们可以先翻开看哈巴谷书的第一章。
We can take a look at the book of Habakkuk, chapter one.
哈巴谷书第一章讲到这个哈巴谷啊，他看到了什么东西
？So chapter one records what Prophet Habakkuk saw.
他在为神要怎么样处理他的国家，他问神呐、啊。
So he has a few questions for God of how God is going to deal with the country.
我们先读这个一章的第二节。
Let's read chapter one, verse two.
他说：“耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救？你为何看使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？毁灭和强暴在我面前，又起了争端和相斗的事。因此律法放松，公理也不明显。二人围困一人，所以公理显然颠倒。”在这边你可以看到这一个哈巴谷先知。他所苦恼的什么事情
？So here you see the worries of Prophet Habakkuk.
他看到公义没有办法得到伸张。
He saw that the justice is not manifested.
他现在在讲的牵涉两件事情
So it involves two things.
一个是他自己国内的。
Firstly, is what happens in their country.
他看到国内的强欺弱了。
They see a lot of bullies.
有钱人欺负那个没有钱的。
So the rich bully against the poor.
所以他说律法放松，意思就是说成为无律法的状态。
So what he saw is a lawless state.
然后呢，没有公义存在人心当中。
And there's no righteousness in people's heart.
但是呢，他又看到另外一种。
And he see another thing.
就是我们刚才谈的当时他们的国家国际情势啊。
About the global situation.
因为很显然的，如果我们从后面他所要谈的，就可以看到他的国家也因为有这个巴比伦这个帝国啊，感觉到自身的安危啊。
So later we will see, because of Babylon, he also feel their country is unsafe.
我在查考当中，我大概定义。他应该是主前598年前后的这一位先知。
I think the prophet Habakkuk is around 559 BC.
因为这个巴比伦哈，在主前606年跟598年，最后是586年，三次来攻打耶路撒冷。
Because three times the Babylonian armies attacked Jerusalem around that time.
当最后一次586年来攻打耶路撒冷的时候，就把南国这一个犹大国把它灭掉。
Because the last time the Babylonian army attacked Jerusalem is the time when they destroyed the southern kingdom Judah.
而且我以前一直认定说这个，哈巴谷这个先知他是在耶路撒冷。
And I think Habakkuk lives in Jerusalem.
不过最近我再一次的去查资料，他说没有办法确定哈巴谷所在的城市是不是耶路撒冷，但是是一个蛮大的城市。
I thought he lived in Jerusalem, but I look into the study materials, his location cannot be confirmed, but it should be a big city.
无论如何，你可以确定这个哈巴谷这个先知，他不是一个蒙起头躲在自己的 生活圈里面的一个先知。
In conclusion, we can see he is not a prophet who separates himself from the rest of the world.
以这个先知的样子来看，他是蛮有世界观的。
From what we see in this book, I think he's a prophet with global view.
你说了解当时的世界的局势有这么困难吗？
You think would it be difficult to understand the global situation at the time?
要记得我们现在是在讲接近两千五六百年前 的人呢。
Remember, we're talking about a person around 2,500 years ago.
那个时候不像现在，我刚讲上网你就可以看什么，看看报纸你就可以看看什么。
So they don't have internet, they don't have newspaper.
任何那个时代绝大部分的人就是活在他的村庄里面，活在他的这个生活圈里面。
So most of the people only live in their village.
所以能够用他的眼光看到国家，看到国际形势的，表示这个人他在当时已经算是一个比较有知识水准的人。
So for a person who is able to see the global, the situations between countries, I think he's a man with global view and good education.
我们今天在查考圣经，我们都希望说，圣经里面这些典范的这些先知也好，或者这些圣经人物。
So when we look at the Bible, we all hope that these kind of characters of good model.
他应该是我们今天每一个基督徒一个学习的一个对象。
It should be someone that we can learn from.
所以一个基督徒他的眼光应该是宽阔的。
So a Christian should have a broader view.
不要说哎，管他发生什么事情，反正我只要来教会就好，不是这个样子。
Don't feel that, I don't care what happened. I only need to go to church.
就说我们的生命的这个过程啊。
So during the process of our life,
不只是发生在你的身上。
It's not just about what happened on you.
是发生在你四周围的。
It's about what happened around you.
都有可能是主耶稣借着这些生命的经验，要让我们更加的明白啊。
So very likely, God is going to make you understand His teaching through our life experience around us.
但是在这边我看到一件事情。
But what I saw here.
这个先知他把他所看到的不公平，他所看到这些他觉得奇怪的东西，他不是大家聊一聊天
So he see something strange at the time, and he wasn't just chatting about it.
我觉得现在在我们的生命当中，或者也不应该说就只有在台湾，我们在任何地方都是一样，一群人在一起啊，聊什么？聊八卦，聊政治，聊什么
？So no matter where you are, a group of people when they gather together, they will chat, they will gossip.
有些人对政治可能很在意，哇，越讲两边不合啊，就越讲越激烈啊。
So some people are into the politics, so when that will make them easier to argue with other.
或者呢，我们会将我们世界上看到的事情，就好像。不屑一顾了，怎么啊？这些世人怎么这样？怎么这样？
So sometimes we will, despise what's going on this world.
但是这个先知他却做了一件事情。
But this prophet he did one thing.
他不是到处当网红，到处去讲给别人听。
He was not, just going around and tell everybody.
他把他所看到的放在他的祷告里面。
Instead, he put what he saw into his prayer.
所以我们一看到这个哈巴谷书的一开始，就是哈巴谷跟神在对话。
So from the beginning of the book of Habakkuk, there's a conversation between him and God.
很多时候，我们的生命必须要在不断的这一个生命的这个经验的反省当中来成长。
Sometimes we need to, our life needs to grow, based on our life experiences.
但是这个要成长最直接最好的方法就是我们能够将它诉诸于我们跟神之间的这一个祷告沟通之中。
So the best way to grow ourselves is to rely on our daily prayer to God.
因为人呢有人的意见。
Because men have their own opinions.
但是有太多东西 到底我们的神的旨意是怎么一回事？我们要跟神表明啊。
But for many things, we may wonder what is the will of God. We need to ask God.
所以，当我们看到哈巴谷书第一章开始，哈巴谷跟神讲说啊，为什么这个公义不明显啊？为什么律法放松啊？
So we see in chapter 1, Prophet Habakkuk was questioning God, how come the law is loosened and justice is not manifested?
我们来看这个哈巴谷书第一章。
Let's read Habakkuk chapter 1,
第五节啊。
Verse 5.
这个神马上，耶和华真神马上跟他回答。
So immediately, God responded to him.
第五节。
Verse 5.
耶和华说，你们要向列国中观看，大大的惊奇。因为在你们的时候我行一件事，虽然有人告诉你们，你们总不信，我必兴起加勒底人，就是那残忍暴躁之民，通行遍地，占据那不属于自己的住处。以下一直来到这个第十一节为止啊，神在讲，跟他讲一件事情。
So in this passage God was telling him one thing.
他跟他说啊，我要兴起加勒底人，就是我们刚刚在讲的巴比伦。
So I will raise up Chaldeans, which is Babylonians.
这个加勒底人啊，这个巴比伦人，在当时的这些其他被欺负的国家，就是这个国家太残忍了。
So to the Babylon's neighboring countries, they feel this country is very cruel.
不只是在圣经这么写的，我们去看，有时候在电影的情节啦，什么都会去描述当时的这些这个强国怎么去攻略人家的这个小国家。
Not just from the perspective of the Bible, even other materials or even the movies will record how cruel they are.
在犹大国的最后的三个王。
So during the last kings of Judah.
最后的第二个王，甚至被巴比伦王把他抓了以后。
So the second last king, when they were captured, when he was captured,
他说用链子啊，就把他的是不是绑起来，是把他勾起来带回他的国家去，然后最后还把眼睛挖掉，还把什么，还让他在地上捡拾食物，是这么残忍的。
So they even carried the king with a chain.And dragging him along the road, and even gouge out his eyes.
你说国家战败了，当国王的被逮到，然后处死、杀死也就算了。
So if you think they treat a defeated king this way, then that's fine.
从北朝那个时候到南朝，只要国家灭掉了或者打输了，那个王啊是被残忍的对待。
For many kings during that time, once they are defeated by the foreign armies, their situation is miserable.
所以他们当然知道说，这个要来攻打他们的这个国家是多么的残忍啊。
So they know how cruel this nation is.
但是呢，当这个哈巴谷跟神讲说，我们的国家为什么这么乱？我们啊列强为什么怎么样？神说好，我要出来处理，但是我要兴起。巴比伦人来攻打你们，巴比伦来攻打这个犹大国。
So when he raised the question toward God, and God answered, "I will respond to you, and I will raise this Babylon to punish you."
意思就是说，这个巴比伦呢，是我兴起来的这个工具啊，要来处罚你们。
So that means, Babylon is the tool that.God used to punish the Judah.
这个时候，这个哈巴谷就受不了了。
So once heard it, Habakkuk couldn't stand it.
哈巴谷想说，我不讲还好，我一讲变成我们国家要被灭掉。
So he feel, oh, if I kept silent, then our country will be fine. But since I spoke up, then punishment is coming.
当然。这个哈巴谷对自己国家的这种没无秩序这么不满，其实不是叫神来灭他的国家。他说：“神啊，这是你的国家，你要出来自治你的国家。”
So what he meant is that this nation is chaotic, and you need to do something, not to punish them.
我们如果注意去看其实 这个哈巴谷，他是一个蛮爱国的一个先知。
If we take a look, we will find he's a patriotic prophet.
但是呢，神突然说，我要兴起这个巴比伦这个国家，将你们国家灭掉，用这样来处罚你们。
But then God responds, saying, "I will raise Babylon, to destroy your country, to punish you."
哎，然后就进到我们今天的一个主题啊。这个哈巴谷就对神说：“神啊，你有没有搞错了？”
So this brings up the main topic today. So Habakkuk is wondering, "Are you?"
哎，你有没有搞错了？哎
，What happened?
我只是跟你讲说，我们国家现在这样很乱，你出来治理一下。神说：“我要把你们国家灭掉。”
I was saying this country is chaotic. You need to do something to help it. But you, what you say is to destroy this country.
哎，但是呢，我们一般来讲，我们要对神回应啊。
We need to respond to God.
很多人就很直接，神啊，你有没有搞错啊？
Some people would say immediately, "Did you get it wrong?"
我们知道一个全能的神不会被你这个言语来影响。
We know a mighty God will not be influenced by these words.
哎，你必须要了解我们的神的神性。
We need to understand the divine nature of our God.
当你要跟神回应的时候
，When you are about to respond to our God,
我们看这一个先知他怎么讲。
We see how this prophet is saying.
我们看哈巴谷书一章的十二节。
Let's read Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 12.
一章的十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
耶和华我的神，我的圣者啊，你不是从亘古而有的吗？我们必不致死。耶和华，你派定他为要刑罚人。磐石啊，你设立他为要惩治人。第十三节，你眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看奸恶，行诡诈的，你为何看着不理呢？恶人吞灭比自己公义的，你为何静默不语呢？我们先读这两节就好了。你可以看到，他跟神讲说：“神啊，你有没有搞错？”
So basically, he's saying, "God, did you get it wrong?"
你要派人，派一个国家来处罚我们这个国家。
So you are sending a man, sending a nation to punish our country.
但是你怎么可以派一个比我们更糟糕的来
？But how can you send someone even worse than us?
他怎么来讲呢
？So what did he say?
他说你的眼目是清洁的。
Your eyes are pure.
你不会看上那个邪僻，不看上那个奸恶的。
You will not behold the evil.
然后你怎么可以？我们用现在用另外一个角度来讲，你怎么可以兴起黑道来治国呢？哦，这就是这个意思了。
In modern language, how can you use the gangster to manage the country?
所以十三节他说，恶人吞灭比自己公义，意思就是说，我们国家虽然不好是不好，但是总比这个巴比伦还正派一点吧。
So even though our country is not good, very good, but we should be good enough more than Babylon.
哎。所以呢，他用这样来对神提出他的这个质疑啊。
So he raised the question to God.
哎，他不晓说神啊，为什么你旨意是这样？其实呢，这个是建筑在他前面一个，他并不是想要让他的国家灭亡，他只是想说神啊，你出来主持公义。
So he did not mean to see his country perish, but he was asking God to uphold justice.
哎。所以呢，他就做了一件事情。
So then he did one thing.
我们常常在读哈巴谷书，我们就说哈巴谷书哈、哦、为我们呢做了一个示范。
So we can say a book of Habakkuk give us a very good example.
我说很多时候哈、哦，当我们遇到不公平的待遇
，So in many occasions when we feel we are unfairly treated，
或者我们遇到什么难处
，Oh we encounter some difficulties。
哦，我们到处跟人家吐苦水。
We will complain around.
然后啊，讲到这个不公平啊，这个世代怎么这样啊？我们都可以讲很多这种话。
We will say, "Oh, this is so unfair. This is a perverted generation."
哎，但是用另外一个角度，你有没有留一点机会给神讲话
？But on the other hand, do you leave the opportunity to God to let Him speak?
在这边，这个哈巴谷他做了一件很特别的事情。
So Habakkuk did something special here.
哎，他跟神抗议完了以后， 在第二章的第一节。
He complains to God, and then in chapter 2, verse 1.、哎、
第二章第一节说，我要站在守望所，立在望楼上观看，看耶和华对我说什么话，我可以用什么话向他诉冤。他对我说、哦、我们先看到第一节就好了。
Let's stop here.、哎、
他说呢，我要找一个安静的地方，在那边呢，看看神要跟我讲什么。
So I will stand on my watch and see、what God will tell me.、
哎、这个守望所、哦、这个望楼、啊、就是在当时他们的这个城墙上面，每隔一段就有一个比较高的、哦、小小的建筑啊，那边普通是有人在瞭望在用。
So the watch is like a little tower on the city, on the city's wall, and usually people, a guard will be there to watch.
哎，这样看看从城墙这边是不是有不寻常的事情，是不是有敌人过来？啊，那个是在。
If there's abnormal activities or enemies coming.
所以通常那边是一个很安静的地方。
So、usually it's a quiet place.
他的意思就是说，我要找一个安静的地方，我要在那边。等神来跟我讲话。
So he meant he will find a quiet place waiting God to tell him.
然后神跟我讲了以后，我看要用什么我来回应他。
So after God said his words, and I'll see what I can respond.
我觉得我个人在读这一段哈巴谷书的时候，对这一段最有感受。
So I have a lot of feelings here.
真的太多时候我们的心、哦、太乱了。
And many times our heart is very troubled.
哎，我也看过，哎，当我们要祷告的时候
，also like when we are about to pray.
哦，有人就地带祷单。
Many people will pass.
我帮谁祷告？帮谁祷告？
Please pray for someone. Pray for that one.
哎，但是呢，当要祷告的时候
，But when we are about to pray.
哎，他却跑到楼下去上厕所。
But then he leave his seat to the toilet.
哎，然后呢，常常说，哎呀，要帮谁祷告，帮谁祷告。
So、
我就说，那你自己有没有祷告
？And I ask, do you pray yourself?
真的，很多时候我们在心里面，对于我们所面对的事情，充满了各种各样的不满呐、啊、疑问呐、啊、祈求啦、啊，或者是什么。
So we may have a lot of questions or hope around the thing.
这边哈巴谷他做了一个很好的示范，他静下来，神啊，你要对我说什么话，你尽管说。
Habakkuk made a very good example that he find a quiet place waiting for the words of God.
我们说、啊、我们现代人、啊、都没什么时间。
Usually we say, we people nowadays do not have much time.
连带、啊、我们也没有时间让神来跟我们讲话。
And we don't have time for God to speak to us.
太多时候我们跪下来祷告。
So many times we kneel down and pray.
啊，神啊，我要这个，我要那个。哦，神啊，我这句怎么样啊？讲完，阿门。
God, I want this, I want that, and amen.
神说，神有没有一天说，哎哎，你等我一下，我还没跟你说啦。
I think God is saying, oh, wait a second, I haven't said to you.
但是呢，另外一个角度，我们常常说，我们很少听到神的声音。
From another perspective, we seldom hear the words of God.
到底神的声音从哪里而来？
And where does the word of God come from?
哎，真的有很多时候，神的声音不见得是直接跟你讲。
Sometimes the voice of God will not come to you directly.
神的声音有没有可能从你读经当中跑出来
？Is it possible the voice of God will come to you through the
Bible verses? 我想很多人有这种经验。
I think many of us have this experience.
很奇怪，最近在烦一件事情，哎，正好读经就相关的东西就跑出来了。
Like recently, we were troubled for something, and suddenly a verse jumped out.
那你如果够细心的时候，你会觉得说，哎呀，它是有关联，原来主耶稣在跟我讲什么。
If you are paying enough attention, then you will find there's a link between what's going on in your life.
这个哈巴谷先知面对国家存亡的时候，他说：“我要到望楼上面，我要在那边祷告，看神跟我讲什么。”
When the nation is hanging by a thread, and he said, "I want to find a quiet place to see the words of God."
哎，结果他这样一等待呢，神就回答了。
And after he said that, then God responded.
我们来看这个哈巴谷书的第二章的第二节。
Let's read Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2.
神就对他说，将这个默示明明的写在板上，使读的人容易读，因为这默示有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚谎。虽然延迟还要等候，因为必然临到，不再延迟。哦，在这里面神说，我所定的事情呢，就是要发生了。
So God is saying, the date I appoint, the appointed time will come.
我们不要有一个错觉说，啊，因为我在那边等待他跟我讲话，所以呢，事情一定会有反转。
Do not be confused that because we are waiting for God's words, then things will turn around.
这边神对哈巴谷的回答就是说，我定义要将你们的国家灭掉，这个是在我的定定里面，我老早已经定好了。
God says, your country will be destroyed, and this is already determined.
而且呢，他要让哈巴谷知道，今天你们的国家会灭亡，不是因为你跟我打小报告，所以我想说，哦，这个犹大国这么糟，好，我把他国家灭掉。神说不是啦，我老早已经定定了，只是因为你有问我，我才让你知道。
So God is saying, I destroy your country not because you tip off to me, it's because I already make up a decision.
但是这样子
I'm letting you know.
哈巴谷怎么会服气呢？
But how can Habakkuk be persuaded?
对哈巴谷来讲，这个神是一个不看邪恶的神。
To Habakkuk, this God is a God who does not look at the evil.
但是这个时候怎么去解释他所仰望的神会这样子来安排呢？
But how can he explain to himself that God is making such arrangement?
神在给他的回答的最后一句话讲这个。
So the last words that God responded to Habakkuk.
我们看二章的第四节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 4.
神说，加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，为义人因信得生。这句话很重要。
So this is an important verse.
这句话到后来在新约圣经一再的被引用，这个是义人因信得生，因信称义。
So this verse, but the just shall live by his faith, is frequently quoted in the New Testament.
神给哈巴谷的一个回答就是说，无论到时候局势怎么样一个发展，一个义人在神的眼光当中是会生存下来的。他是这么讲。
So God is saying, no matter how the situation develop, the righteous will live by faith.
所以呢，神要讲的是，他的公义要彰显啊。
So God is saying his justice will be upheld.
到这个时候，当这个国际形势发生的时候，要彰显出神的公义来。
When the situation is, when things is happening, then the justice of God is manifested.
所以从二章的第五节以后，一直讲，一直讲，讲到了这一个十九节啊，都在声讨这个加勒底人的罪过。
From verse 5 to 19, it is talking about the iniquities of Chaldeans.
还有以色列，这个犹大国的百姓的这些罪过。
And also the iniquities of the people of Judah.
但是到二十节，我觉得这一节哈，大家好好读它，然后去做思考。二十节
，verse 20，
二章二十节，唯耶和华在他的圣殿中。全地的人都当在他面前肃静静默。这边讲到神的公义，神的威严要彰显。
So here it talks about the justice of God will be manifested.
当然我们晚间的聚会没有办法一节一节慢慢去看，但这边呢，他讲到种种的理由，神为什么要用加勒底人来打他们。
During this passage, it talks about all the reasons why God is sending Babylonian armies to defeat them.
然后进入这个第三章。
And entering into chapter 3.
当哈巴谷听完神的这段话以后
，After Habakkuk heard about the words of God.
接下来是用一种诗歌体来写哈巴谷的一个祷告。
So we see this chapter is written in a song talking about the prayer of Habakkuk.
我们看第三章第一节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 1.
先知哈巴谷的祷告调用琉璃歌。第二节，耶和华，我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。这是他的一个祷告的一个开头。
So this is the beginning of his prayer.
在这边我们要看到，当一个神的先知用正确的方法跟神祈求答案。
So we see a prophet of God who is praying in the right way.
当然，神的答案并不如他的想象，并不如他所要的。
Of course, the answers of God is not what he expected.
但是呢，神却在他的这一个顺服当中改变了这个哈巴谷。
But in the submissions of Habakkuk, he was changed.
哈巴谷原来很以公义为主，他说：“神啊，你要出来主持公义，而且你也不能用比我们还差的这个加勒底人来打我们。哦”他是一种公义的看法。
So Habakkuk emphasizes on justice, and he's saying, "God, you shouldn't send an unrighteous army to defeat us, to attack us."
你看到他后面开始祷告，他说：“啊，神啊，求你复兴你的作为，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念，表示这个时候的这个哈巴谷已经改变了。
But in chapter 3, we see in his prayer, he mentioned, in your wrath, please remember mercy.
他说求你用怜悯来做这些事情。
Please have mercy on us.
哈巴谷的这个祷告到了后来，我们看十六节，三章十六节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 16.
我觉得这一段是他祷告里面的一个很特别的一个表达。
I think this verse is a very special representation.
十六节他说，我听见耶和华的声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发颤，骨中朽烂，我在所立之处战惊，我此可安静等候灾难之日临到，患境之民上来。他说他是在这个所望所，就是那个瞭望的地方啊，在那边向神祷告。
So he was saying he was praying to God in the watch.
然后他也听到神说，我就是要将你们国家灭掉。
And he heard God say that I shall destroy your country.
这时候他祷告，他说，我听到耶和华所讲的话，全身发抖了，甚至好像连骨头都快烂掉一样，就是浑身无力啊。
So he said he heard the words of God and his body trembled and his lips quiver.
然后他说，我在所立之处站惊，就是他站在那个所望所上面了，全身发抖。
So he trembled in himself in the watch.
然后后面这句话我们了解背景就知道，他说，我只可安静等候灾难之日临到患境之民上来，就是说他这个时候说不一定他已经看到远远的这些巴比伦的军队围着他们的这个城市。
So he said that I may rest in the day of trouble. That means he see the army is coming.
所以他意识到这些患境之民，就是这些敌人的军队，可能在未来几天要攻打进来。
You see, the enemy is coming, and they will be attacked in a few days.
然后在十七节，就大概弟兄姐妹如果读到哈巴谷书，就会读到这一段。
So you will read verse 17 when you read Habakkuk.
非常的经典。
It is a very classic one.
他说，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有，意思就什么都没有了啦。
So basically, though the fig tree may not blossom,
因为一旦敌人攻进来，所有的东西通通被抢了，通通被宰掉了。
So everything will be robbed. Well, everything will be gone.
十八节说，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
So verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
一个人怎么可能在所有东西都没有的时候，还能够这么喜乐呢？
How can someone rejoice when everything of him is gone?
我记得在我们中部地区，在早年那个台湾曾经有过八七水灾。
I remember in the middle of Taiwan, we ever had a serious flood.
八七水灾对我来讲也还算很早，那个时候是我小小孩的时候。
So that flooding happened when I was a very little kid.
那我听过一个见证。
I ever heard a testimony.
我们教会的一个姐妹，一个阿婆。
An old sister of our church.
哎，水灾一过了以后。
After the flooding.
找说阿婆啊，有没有什么事情啊？
So people ask him, ask her.
她说感谢主啦。哦，这个水很大啦。
She said, "Thank God, this flooding was."
感谢主啦，这个哈猪都流光的啦。
All the pigs are gone.
哎，但是猪舍还在啦。
But the trench is still there.
哦，有时候我们听到都觉得，怎么有这么好笑的哈？猪都流光了，猪舍还在，感谢主。
We will find it funny because all the pigs are gone.
在这边，这个哈巴谷先知他就讲，什么都没有了。
So here Habakkuk said, everything is gone.
哎，但是呢，他说，我要因为耶和华欢喜，因救我的神喜乐。
But he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
哎，十九节几乎可以算是哈巴谷的祷告的一个金句。
And verse 19 is also a classic one.
他说：“主耶华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。”意思就是说，这个是世间上所发生的所有事情，但是并不影响我跟神之间的关系。
Verse 19 is basically saying this is what happened in the world, but that will not influence my relationship with God.
他说他让我稳行在高处。
He said,
感谢主，我们今天在查考这个哈巴谷。
So, thank God we are looking into the book of Habakkuk.
我一直都觉得说，这个哈巴谷是我们每一个基督徒的一个很好的一个典范。
You always find Habakkuk is a good example of all the Christians.
他有正义感。
He has a sense of justice.
他关心四周围发生的事情。
He cares about what happened around him.
他也将这些事情跟神来祈求。
He also put those things into the prayer.
但是他观察到神的旨意并不如他所想的。
But he noticed the will of God is not what he expected.
今天我们太多时候，我们认为什么是神垂听了我的祷告。
In so many occasions, we feel God should listen to our prayer.
就是照我所求的答应我，这个才叫做神垂听我的祷告。
The way God listened to our prayer is to grant our prayer.
那我们的神就好像万应公啊，你求什么他都要答应，那才是真神嘛啊。
So that kind of God is someone is like who need to
permit everything. 那万一神所要给你的是比你想象的更好呢？
What if God is going to give you something better?
圣经里面也有谈啊。
In the Bible also talks about this.
说我们在祷告当中啊，我们在祷告当中。
So in our prayer.
我们来看这个腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第六节。四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
说应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。第七节，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督里保守你们的心怀意念。这边讲说，神所赐的是出人意外的平安。有人解读错，神所示的不是叫我们出意外得平安，是出乎我们意料之外的平安。
So the peace of God which surpasses all understanding.
意思就是说，神所示给我们的往往超越我们所想象的。
So which means the peace of God is going to give us the peace that beyond our expectation.
我们再看以弗所书。
Let's read Ephesians.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter
3. 二十节。三章二十节。
Chapter 3 verse 20.
我觉得 这两三节经节对我们祷告很有帮助。
So these verses are very helpful to our prayers.
二十节，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。有的人去，我去找过这个翻译，那个后面超过我们所求所想的，是超过我们所感求所感想的。
So here it is saying, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
意思就是说，我们的信心呢，或许我们只想到这么多。
So maybe by our own faith, we are only thinking about this much.
我们甚至不敢求这样子。
We dare not even ask more.
但是神给我们的超越我们想象的。
But what God gives us will exceed what we are asking for.
所以呢，不要有一个错觉，就是说我求什么，神一定要给我什么。
So do not be confused that what we ask for, God should grant us.
因为神有他的旨意。
Because God has His own will.
那我们还牵涉到一件事情，是你如何按照神的旨意去祈求。
But also, we need to ask, how do we make such requests according to the will of God?
因为有时候我们所祈求不是神的旨意。
Because sometimes what we ask for is against the will of God.
所以今天我们在查考这个哈巴谷，它给我们很好的很多很好的示范。
So here today we read the book of Habakkuk. It gave us many good examples.
虽然刚开始不解，对神不了解。
Even though in the beginning Habakkuk did not understand many things.
但是到最后，你看他最后的祷告多美。
But in the end, we can see his prayer is very beautiful.
即使什么都没有了，但是稳稳的行在高处啊。
Even though everything is gone, but he is able to walk.
我们愿神的恩典帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们在这样的一个经文当中做一些学习。
Through these verses, we are able to learn.
也帮助我们在信仰上面，我们跟神的相处。
And also help improve our relationship with God.